Radio Gdańsk English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, March 21st, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. It's day 26 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and Russian troops are still destroying residential buildings, schools, and shopping centers. Reports have also emerged of Russian soldiers terrorizing and robbing inhabitants in occupied cities like Berdyansk and Mariupol. Thousands of people have died as a result of the war, and more than 3 million have been forced to leave their homes. Over the weekend, at least 4 people died due to the shelling of several buildings in the western part of Kyiv, based on reports by the German press agency DPA. According to the mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, several residential buildings in the Podol district were damaged and set on fire during the attack. A shopping mall and cars parked in front of it were also destroyed. Via his Telegram channel, Klitschko reported that rescue teams and paramedics were already on the scene. On Saturday, authorities in the Ukrainian capital announced on Telegram that 228 people, including 4 children, had died in Kyiv since the beginning of the Russian invasion on February 24th. 912 people, including 16 children, had been injured. U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Warsaw on Friday to meet directly with Polish President Andrzej Duda and discuss international efforts to support Ukraine and bolster regional security. According to a statement by the White House, the two leaders will discuss how the United States, alongside our allies and partners, is responding to the humanitarian and human rights crisis that Russia's unjustified and unprovoked war on Ukraine has created. The announcement came after the White House confirmed last week that Biden would attend an extraordinary summit of NATO leaders in Brussels on March 24th to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has said the summit will address Russia's invasion, our strong support for Ukraine, and a further strengthening NATO's deterrence and defense. The Polish Ministry of Health recently announced that the temporary hospital in the Amber Expo Exhibition and Congress Center in Gdańsk will be closed as of April 1st. The Polish Ministry of Health is closing such facilities throughout the country as the number of patients requiring hospitalization continues to decline. From April 1st, COVID wards and temporary hospitals will no longer be financed by the National Health Funder, NFZ. The 65 patients currently being treated for COVID-19 at the Amber Expo Arena will be transferred to the Pomeranian Center for Infectious Diseases and Tuberculosis, which reports having 234 beds available for such purposes. Polish tennis phenom Iga Świątek dominated Maria Sakkari of Greece on the court last night to win the prestigious WTA 1000 tournament in Indian Wells, California. Świątek is now ranked by the Women's Tennis Association, or WTA, as the second-best female player in the world, coming just behind Ashleigh Barty of Australia. The World War II Museum in Gdańsk is hosting a free musical performance this Thursday to commemorate those who saved Jews during the German occupation of Poland. The production of Sprawiedliwy, or Righteous, includes the stories of Poles who risked and often lost their lives trying to save Jews from being murdered by occupying Nazi German forces. The stories are accompanied by poetry from Konstanty Ildefons-Galczynski, Antoni Słonimski, Leopold Staff, and Julian Tuwim, all set to music. The Bureau of Cultural Events of the Institute of National Remembrance is sponsoring the event, which will be held this Thursday, March 24th, at the Museum of the Second World War in Gdańsk. The performance begins at 6 p.m., and free tickets can be collected at the museum's ticket offices before the event.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool, with very little chance of rain and light winds coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will be warmer than yesterday, with a high around 12 degrees centigrade or 53 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to below freezing overnight with a low of negative 1 degree centigrade or 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Even warmer weather is expected tomorrow, with clear skies continuing throughout the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.